Pride.
Pride. That's okay. My other P. That was seven. That was, okay, we
That's
at eight. Yeah, we at eight.
So Pride is my other P, and Pride actually is an acronym that I use.
What's that?
It stands for perseverance, mm-hmm. requires intensity, dedication, and enthusiasm. So I feel like anything
Where do you get these words from? Yo, we here with a special edition from A to Z, man. We had a business set up right now going on, a two-day business event called Awaken the Entrepreneur in You. So I'm getting a chance now to sit with all type of entrepreneurs who are actually doing it. They are 2 feet in, and we're going to get them to share their story from A to Z. These interviews may not be as long as the ones that we usually put out, but for this short period of time, I'm going to make sure you get all the information that you need so that you go ahead and apply it. So you could go from point A to point Z. So we're going to keep it going. And I'm going to let you introduce yourself, tell the people who you are, what you got going on.
All right. So, welcome. My name is Shanika Nesbitt. I go by Beauty, and I actually have 3 businesses that all stem from pain that I turned into passion, and now I'm making profit.
So, pain turned into passion, now you're making profit. All right. So, tell us about the pain. What was the pain that you experienced?
So, the pain derived from... December 6, 2019, I had a stroke. I had paralysis to the entire right side of my body. It was due to a car accident. So just so we all know, strokes does not discriminate. It does not have an age, a race, a color.
So this was after the accident?
So this was 2 weeks after the accident.
Then you had a stroke?
And then I had the stroke.
Okay.
And not to mention, I'm a single mom.
Right.
I have no family here. So it was hard. And throughout everything, I had to not only fight to get through the stroke, but I had to fight in the hospital as well. Because that's when you learn about what your insurance actually covers and what it doesn't cover.
Definitely.
So being on my back for about 2 months, my faith was definitely under fire. And, you know, it has you thinking. It brings you to a humble place in your life, where you look at life differently. You don't take wiggling your toes, walking, moving your elbow.
Yeah, you don't take it for granted.
Those little things for granted.
Yeah, right.
So that initiated a Stroke of Luck Foundation.
A stroke of love.
A stroke of luck.
Oh, of luck.
Yes, because although I was blessed, I was also lucky.
Ah, I like that play.
Yes.
A stroke of luck.
A stroke of luck foundation. And with that, the logo actually speaks more volume because it's a painter's palette.
Okay.
And it constituted me to see life differently. So the painter's palette is painting a new canvas on life. And the 3 colors that are in it are red, yellow, and green.
And what does that mean?
The red stands for stop what you're doing, because I did not do that. The signs were all there for the stroke. I did not stop. I kept going with my daily routines, being a mom, being a bartender, doing hair. Like, I
so
kept
you was
going,
just going.
Going.
But seeing the signs and didn't stop.
They were there. And then the yellow is for yield to all warning signs. Pay attention to them. And the green stands for go seek medical attention, because by the time I drove myself to the hospital on December 6th, the stroke, it was happening.
Wow.
And it literally started from my foot to my
all
hand,
the way, yeah,
to the writing. So it never affected my face, thank God.
Thank God for that.
You know, being in that industry where it's more image-based.
Right.
But I definitely felt like God wanted me to live in my purpose, and I was not living in my purpose. So I took that pain, and then I turned it into what my passion is, which is fashion.
Right.
So I definitely had a pandemic before the pandemic happened. I was furloughed from my job. More pain, because now you're trying to figure out
how you're going to make some money.
How I'm going to make money. How I'm going to support myself, because I've been doing it since I left college. How am I going to support my child? You know, more so anything. She's looking at me.
Right.
She's been on my side the entire time. So I did what any mother would do. I set my pride aside, and I literally started selling clothes, shoes, and accessories out of my closet. Never thought.
Like the clothes that you had, already had?
Clothes I already had.
And okay, I got you.
That people were just like,
hey,
you know,
I'm not wearing it, so I need to make some money.
And somebody else is definitely like already in my closet.
Some assets.
Absolutely.
Got you.
So I went live one night. I was like, you know, I'm gonna make this a one-time thing. And then I actually got off the live because I'm like, who in their right mind is gonna buy clothes and shoes off a line? Like, I had no idea. I had over 2K views.
Off that one live.
Off the one live that night, and I made over $1,000.
So I know that sparked something in you afterwards.
So it went from one night to saying, okay, I got a little something. This is going to get me through the next month, where the DMs started coming in, over 30, 40 messages. Hey, are you coming back on? Remind you, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Everyone's sitting at home.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking for entertainment. So I decided to do another live. Well, that was episode number 2. Mm. Not to mention, we don't just shop. We actually sip as well. So I feature a different drink because I'm also a mixologist.
Oh, okay. So you tied the two together.
So I would tie the two. I would give a drink, a different drink, a different recipe. They get to try it at home. Mm. And then we would shop.
Oh, so you would give a recipe for the drink that you have. And then also
and
have
show
the clothes
it and be sipping on
and
it.
The accessories
and then
as
we're
well.
Selling the clothes, accessories, and Ooh. Shoes.
Okay, so
this went from being on Tuesday nights to now during the pandemic being Tuesday nights, Friday nights. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where my money started rolling in. So I was like, all right, God, I hear you. My passion.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from that to vendors started reaching out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Vendors from Atlanta, which is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, hey, you know, I see this that you got going on. I love the concept. I want to ship you some test items.
Mm-hmm.
Ship them to me for free.
Right.
Take it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
So, currently to today, I want to bring you all up to date. We are on episode number 61 of Sippin' Shop.
Wow.
And the thing that I learned about being an entrepreneur, which I have been an entrepreneur now for 1 year and 3 months.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome to the world.
But I found out that consistency mm-hmm. is key.
Everything.
Because I felt like they looked to see me every Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and whether it was 5 people on or 500 viewers,
they were still looking for
someone. Was looking for me to be there at Tuesday night at 8 p.m.
Right.
Live.
Right.
So, yes, episode number 61, which then took me to say, okay, I need to be doing this. I need to be in front of the people now that we're open up more instead of being on live. So I always hear people say, oh, where'd you get that from? I love that. And in cosmetology school, I went by beauty.
Mm.
So I named my business, that's now my boutique, Beauty's Closet. It is things that you can find in my closet.
Yo, you are good with the words. Okay.
So it is, and our motto, or as some would like to say, our mission statement
mm-hmm.
is bringing the word you, Y-O-U, uniqueness.
Uniqueness.
And style to every occasion. Bringing uniqueness, because everything you see, you know, whether
unique.
It's
yeah, I see you.
The
I
telephone
see you. That,
purse, you know, and it actually works, so you can pick this up and answer the phone.
Y'all see it?
For our entrepreneurs who are business workers. So it's just different things like that you're not going to walk in this
Very
mall
unique.
Or any
yeah.
mall
right.
and find. So I find myself to learn that, you know, people actually look at when they're watching you and
yeah.
they're saying things, take it.
Yeah, definitely.
Take it and run with it.
Definitely.
So that is my pain into passion and passion into profit, because I'm now living in my purpose.
What was the green? Because I think we got the red and the yellow. What was the green?
So the green was go seek medical attention.
Okay, so go seek. So if you're seeing those type of problems coming and you're avoiding it, you need to go seek
Absolutely.
Some medical attention.
If
gotcha.
You feel that you, because I think my signs were 3 days leading up to it. I remember it like it was yesterday. So on December 4th
mm-hmm.
was my last day of work.
Mm-hmm.
I went into work. I actually was a bar trainer at Topgolf. I opened the Topgolf here in Jacksonville.
All right.
That was my last shift. I remember that same night, which was a Wednesday, going to Bahama Breeze to watch a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you sit on the end of a chair, a bar stool, so long, you feel
yeah,
like your legs
numbs.
Go
yeah.
to sleep.
Yeah.
So that was the first sign. And then I hopped down out the chair to get ready to leave, and my leg buckled.
Ooh.
So that was December 4th. On December 5th, I said, you know, I've been working. I've been going. I've been doing dinner in Blancs, mm. Jacksonville. I was
yeah.
their table ambassador here, Orlando, and West Palm Beach. So I was like, you know, my body just need a break.
Mm.
Well, my legs felt sleep that whole day. I was like, I just need to rest my legs.
Ew.
Your leg shouldn't feel sleep.
Yeah, right. All day. Right.
You know?
So you was avoiding the signs then.
So I was avoiding the signs then.
Gotcha.
By December 6th, I went to go take my daughter to school that morning, and I was walking down the stairs, and I almost fell down the stairs because this leg had completely given out.
Just giving out, yeah.
But I could not show, back then, I'm going to say that, I could not show her pain
mm.
because of the strength in me as a mom.
Right, and but she's looking up to you.
Absolutely, but I feel like more importantly, our kids need to see us go through pain so that they know everything is not picture
perfect.
Peaches
and cream, yeah.
I'm not always gonna be super mom.
Right.
I'm gonna have my downfalls as well.
Mm. Dang, so that's an amazing story. You really took your pain, turned it into your passion, started making revenue off of
your profit off of
your closet.
Absolutely.
Off of your accessories. Then created a demand to where they wanna see this every day.
Absolutely.
But also implemented your bartending skills and put that into with the drink.
Absolutely.
So that stroke really was a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely.
Because had you not had the stroke, you probably would have still been at that job.
Absolutely.
Right? And not living and doing what you're supposed to be doing.
And my purpose.
And your purpose.
Absolutely.
And your passion.
So that's why I stick to, I have what I call my 9 P's.
What's that?
I'm gonna make sure I can remember all of them. So my first one, of course, is pain.
Okay.
I'll
count for you.
That's passion. One.
Passion.
Profit.
Profit.
Living in your purpose.
Okay, purpose.
Having great presentation as an entrepreneur.
Definitely presentation.
Being professional.
And professionalism.
Being punctual.
Gotta be on time.
What was the other one?
So we had 7.
Punctual.
No, we got profit, passion, punctual.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I literally just had, because I now host business classes of teaching women how to start their business, how to not quit your job,
but
say,
start
hey,
something, yeah.
That side hustle you have.
You could turn it into an actual
absolutely.
Business.
And I want to say the other P was...
We only got 2. I know you're coming off the top
yes,
of your head.
It's
cool.
But those P's I live by,
right.
And I find myself to, if I live by those.
It brings structure to
I
you.
I can't.
Yeah.
And I just see every, and I just literally
it's
see
it's like
everything
your guideline.
Different. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
So how do people get in contact with you? Because you say you do business classes.
Yes.
So how can they get in contact with you?
So you can get in contact with me on Instagram. It is Shop Beauty's Closet, BEAUTS Closet. Mm. Also, I love people to also visit my personal page as well. It is open. It is beautiful. It is BEAUTAUFUL. Mm-hmm. I am currently considered the pop-up queen.
That's
so I do pop-ups all over Jacksonville.
What's your items that you have?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
I set up anywhere. I've actually become people who have parties here or events and they call me to say, hey, I want you to come set up. Mm. And I'm the only vendor there.
Mm.
So I take pride in it.
If you like what you're seeing, you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Click the notification button so you can get all the alerts when we drop the videos. Each and every week, we'll have a new guest on here talking about entrepreneurship, business, and everything in between. So make sure you stay tuned from A to Z. We're going to let you get back to it. Subscribe, like, share.
Pride.
That's okay.
My other
that
P.
was 7. That was, okay, we
That's
had 8. Yeah, we had 8.
So pride is my other P, and pride actually is an acronym that I use.
What's that?
It stands for perseverance,
mm-hmm.
requires intensity, dedication, and enthusiasm.
Mm.
So I feel like anything
I do. Where do you get
do,
these words from? Like, where
listen,
do you get the...
when you're on your back for 2 months...
For you to think of stroke of luck.
Yes.
For you to have the 9 P's that you live by... And break those down, and then also have an acronym for pride.
Absolutely.
That goes into you. So this really was like a huge blessing. So you got a chance to like kind of reflect, and then you just took action from there.
Took action. Because I felt like when things come to you in life easy, when you feel like you don't have to work hard for it, you know that saying that goes, When it comes easy, it's not like it's work.
Yeah, it's not
you know?
Work. Yeah, yeah.
So when it kept coming easy for me, you know, getting the LLC, seeing the money roll in, like I woke up every morning without a job, and I'm just like, God, how am I literally worried about the next day. You know, some people worried about, oh, I got it next month.
But you were worrying about
I was
the next
worried
day.
About
it was
the next
day to day.
Day. And every day I took a step forward, he took a step behind me.
Right.
And when I find myself pausing, He said, I'm going to pause. Mm. He said, but when you move forward and you have faith, I'm going to move with you. So I just kept walking. And that faith that I currently had under fire, I started writing. So I'm also in the process of writing a book.
You definitely
need it. It's called Coping with the Unknown.
I was just about to ask, what's that? Because I know the words going to be on point.
Coping with the unknown. Because between the stroke and also being diagnosed 3 months later with multiple sclerosis, it's kind of like, I'm not going to claim that. I've already had the stroke.
Oh, yeah, we're not
But I'm not
that.
Claiming that. So right. I don't take any meds for it.
Yeah.
I haven't had any relapse, thank God. But I'm not going to claim it. So it's just so much into it that I don't know what's the next thing that's going to come. So I kind of feel like coping with the unknown. And then the book off of the MS is like, it's Miss. MS to you.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Like,
it's Miss
you refer to
you.
Me,
it's
Miss, not
instead
MS.
Of MS.
Absolutely.
Man, you a beast
so
with the word.
Journaling and literally, like, I feel like every time I do an event, I learn something from other people. So I never put myself at, you know, where I can't be in the same seat as them to learn something else. I always tell people when they come in, like, I'm the friendly person. You could talk to me. Although I'm a speaker, I'm the speaker that's still in the same place as you.
Right,
because
right.
I never want them to feel like, oh, she's so, no. I'm still learning every day. I'm
every
still
day.
Making mistakes.
Oh, yeah, we
every
are.
Day
every day.
When
every
it comes
day.
To this business thing.
Definitely.
But when I get it down, I'm going to write a book about that, too.
Most definitely. Hey, man, this has been a debate. That was good for that time frame. Look, I want you to go ahead and give some words of advice to someone who is going to be watching this, entrepreneur in the making, and they may have those same struggles of just not knowing, like, how to get it started, like, whatever the business is. How to get it off the ground. And maybe that 9-to-5 is the thing that is holding them back because that's the security.
Correct.
So when you jump out here in this entrepreneur world, it's almost like...
The insecurity.
Yes, yeah, the insecurity and it's shark-infested water.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to be a shark out here to really
Absolutely.
Do it. So what advice would you give someone?
So I would definitely say from my experience, if you have something, anything that you feel like was pain... and you have a side hustle or a passion, I would try to combine those two. I would sit down and I would pray about it because, you know, everybody can't just up and leave. I was actually forced to leave due to the stroke, you know. But some, like you said, some people find that job as their security and, oh, well, my side hustle, that's an insecurity because I don't know if I'm going to make it. But put the same amount of effort that you put into working for John Doe into your very own business. Even if it's on the weekend, because once you find yourself putting the time and the work in, you'll see it growing. And once it grows, you keep praying about it. And when God just gives you the outlet to say, go for it, you got to be obedient and go for it. He's got you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I think we done got everything we need from this, man. Again, give them your Instagram and let them know how to get in contact with you. We're going to have it, too, at the bottom of the screen as well.
So, again, my name is Shanika Nesbitt. I go by Beauty. I am the owner of Beauty's Closet, and you can find us on Instagram at Shop Beauty's Closet and also Beautiful. We're also on Facebook at Sippin' Shop Live Boutique. We currently have 500-plus members, so thank you to all
Doing
my Sippin' Shoppers. and you guys, make sure you come join us April 24th. We are having Sippin' Shop goes live from the cookbook.
Okay.
And it's a pop-up shop.
Oh, the restaurant.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So what it is pretty much is it's a pop-up that allows my Sippin' Shoppers to not just shop for me, but other entrepreneurs as well. And
Look
they can
you.
Ship it to them because they're all over the world.
That's what's up, man. Hey, look, man, this has been another episode from A to Z. As you can see, she really turned her pain into passion. She had the stroke, and she turned it. It was luck for her. You know, stroke turned into luck. So I appreciate this because I just learned a lot about you. I know we know each other, but I didn't know all that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I'm glad to see you here.
And transparency is key, too.
Definitely.
You know?
So I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Definitely proud of you. I can't wait to see you rise, too. Keep going.
Thank
Keep
you.
Going. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel. Hit that like button. Hit the subscription button. Hit that notification bell. We up out of here.